Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Humanoids, welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Hey, humanoids, in this digital world, are you staying human? Well, humanoids, I got one question to ask you. When it comes to gas prices, are things getting better? Electric cars and electric bikes, are they looking a little more comfortable, I would say, to you? You know, let me tell you, my brother has a brand new 2020 Toyota Tundra, and it was at a half a tank. We pulled up at the gas station. Humanoids, it cost $40 to fill it back up. Half a tank, $40. Half a tank, $40. Half a tank, humanoids, $40 to fill it back up. I'm like, man. And I'm looking at my moped and my my electric bike and my human power bike with a little more appreciation. Yes, I am. Because humanoids, he filled his truck up just to run around town. And I'm like, man, if you had an electric bike, well, right now, he has an electric scooter. He has one of those three-wheel sit-down mobility scooters, you know. Is black. It's really sleek. It looks really nice. It's matte black. It looks nice. But he doesn't ride it around town. He can get 13. It goes 13 miles per hour, and he can get about 15 miles out of one charge. And the city that we live in is small enough. Let me tell you, if you were riding a bike, it'll take you about to go from one end of town to the other. From the south end of town to the north end of town, it would take you about 20 minutes, if that. You know, so the population is a small city, you know. It's a small city. You know, so it wouldn't, you know, and I have my Jetson Bolt Pro electric bike, and I get around. I mean, I'm always cruising on my bike, right? And the funny thing is, nobody. I keep hearing people say, "Oh, you know, since you got your bike, I see it around town all the time." It's funny, I haven't seen anybody yet. I've seen people on small bikes. They weren't electric, but, you know, but I haven't seen anybody yet. You know, I keep hearing, yeah, this person zoomed past me the other day. I saw somebody on one the other day, and I'm like, I haven't seen them. It's not like when my wife got her, her Kia. It's like when she got it, every time I turn around, I saw a Kia like hers. Then when she got her Explorer, every time I turn around, I saw somebody with an Explorer. When I got my Ford Focus, every time I turn around, I saw somebody with a Ford Focus. When my brother got his Honda truck, every time I turn around, I saw somebody with the Honda truck, you know. A friend of mine got his Can-Am. Every time I turn around now, I see somebody on a Can-Am or a moped, you know. When I put my, you know, it's like once you get something or know somebody who has something, every time you look up, there's one, you know. Same thing when my wife got her Toyota Corolla. Every time you look up, there was somebody with the Toyota Corolla. same year, same model, and a lot of times same color. But yeah, so humanoids, I keep hearing, yeah, every time I look, man, somebody, we see them little bikes, I haven't even noticed them till, yeah, that, but I haven't seen it. And if there are all these little electric bikes like the Jetson Bolt Pro running around this city, how come I haven't seen one, and how come there is no electric bike group? Like, I'm all over YouTube. I'm all over YouTube, especially like the LA e-skate group, you know? Up in New York, there are electric bike groups, and they do, you know, ride outs, man. I never see that here. You know, I'm thinking about starting a Facebook group, and you know, every Sunday after church, we ride out, you know, ride out to Starbucks, hang out, talk, whatever, you know, or ride out to a Pizza Inn and grab some pizza, you know. But yeah, I would love that, you know. That's one reason why humanoids, I'm contemplating on moving to LA. Yeah, could you imagine, humanoids, I decide to move to LA, get out to LA, and when I get there, the big one hits, the San Andreas Fault, splits California from the rest of the mainland, and it becomes a gigantic island in the middle of the Pacific. That would be funny. Matter of fact, California, Oregon, and Washington State just break off from the U.S. and become a gigantic island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. That is, oh, that would be interesting. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think it would. But here's the thing, humanoids. I've never experienced an earthquake. Never. Never experienced a tremor. None of that. I wanted to experience that. Yeah. I just want to experience maybe a light one, a small one. You know, but seismic readings have been recorded here in the eastern part of the U.S., you know, and many, 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 many moons ago, I used to read, what was the name of that magazine? Popular Science. Yeah. And they were predicting that the big one would never hit California. They had predicted the big one would never hit California. And if there was a major earthquake that split, that took and broke America, the continental U.S. into pieces, it would be on the East Coast along the Appalachian Mountains. And I'm like, wow. But I still, and then it's funny because right after I read that article, it was in the 80s. That's when Mount St. Helens erupted. And I was like, yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. But yeah, call me weird, call me strange, but I would like to experience that, you know? But humanoids, I hope you guys are doing okay, man. I hope you guys are having a good week so far. And I hope you're staying safe. I hope you, hey, COVID is not over. COVID is not over. And also, you know what? I'll be right back, humanoids. Y'all know what time it is. Yeah, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at that watch now. It's time for me to take a little break right here and go pay the bills, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids, I'm back. Hey, COVID. Speaking of COVID, did you guys know that COVID was around years ago? But it wasn't known as COVID. It was known as SARS. Apparently, SARS and COVID are related. Yeah. I don't know where they got... I'm going to do some more research because I don't know where they got COVID-19 from. It was known as SARS-COVID. And then it went from SARS to COVID-19. I guess it's the 19th strain or whatever that really went buck wild. But yeah, it's interesting. A bit, you know, don't just take my word for it, humanoids. I'm like this. I pass along the information. Don't just take my word for it. Jump on it and run with it. Look it up for yourselves. That's one thing I stress. That you, because, you know, especially we as humans take whatever something somebody says and it sounds good and we run with it. It's just, I guess it's just human nature. We don't do the research. We don't look it up. We just take it as face value and run with it. That's why I like, a lot of pastors, you know, open up these churches because they're saying some of the right things and people are believing it. People are so desperate for something to believe it. They're believing it and then they're running with it and they're getting led down the wrong path by a lot of these pastors. And because they're not taking time out to study and read for themselves. And we as humans, we have to don't just take stuff at face value. I learned this lesson a long time ago, humanoids. Growing up, just I was like my father and my aunts and uncles and stuff on my father's side. If it came on television, they believed it. They believed it. They believed it wholeheartedly. They believed it. But humanoids, I'm here to tell you, everything you hear, everything you read, everything you see is not to be trusted. Here's an example. This happened in real life. Now, I'm a huge Prince fan. I love Prince music, right? And when back in the day when the Time got back together for the Pandemonium album, they were on the Arsenio Hall show. I recorded that episode on the VCR. Now, at the tell end of the show, after the Time performed, Arsenio proceeded to ask them, you know, where did they come up with the songs for the album, for the new album and everything. And I remember Jesse Johnson, the guitar player, said, Well, Boris wrote some songs. I wrote a song or two, and Prince wrote some songs. And Morris was like, no, man, the Time wrote the song. The Time wrote the songs, right? Now, when that episode of the Arsenio Hall show went off the air, when it went off, okay, I hit rewind. I hit rewind and watched that episode of the Arsenio Hall show again. And when he asked who wrote the songs, when Jesse said that Morris wrote some songs and he wrote some songs and Prince wrote some songs, was cut out. And what was in was the Time. The Time wrote the songs. What Morris Day had said. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. This was live television. How could they do that? Well, there's a time delay. I didn't understand that there was a time delay. Yes, there's a time delay between what is shown on the West Coast and what is shown on the East Coast. So I started looking that up and found out that, yeah, television shows, it goes way back to the early days of television. There were time delays. There were time delays in the editing. They could edit and say anything. We're worried about deep fake now, but they had it back then. With the editing tricks, they had it back then. Think about it, humanoids. I'm sort of a history buff also. I love science. I love history. And this had me tripping. During World War II, Germany was going to invade Africa. They had spy planes and all this stuff, right? Well, to alter that invasion, the U.S. and the Allies had film crews, movie crews, build replicas of tanks and planes. Now, mind you, they didn't have that high. They didn't have the high tech stuff that they have now, satellite imaging and all that stuff. They flew propeller planes that only went so high up and looking straight down. So the movie crews built replicas of planes made out of plywood and tanks made out of plywood to deter Germany from further invasion of Africa. If they can do that, imagine what they could do. That's why growing up, when I was younger, and sometimes I still question it, the moon landing. I still question it, the moon landing. Okay, think about it. They landed on the moon, right? They filmed it, right? When they took off from the moon to come back to Earth, shouldn't those cameras still be up there and... could they possibly still be filming? And why haven't we gone back to the moon? We have all this technology, even back with the space shuttle was flying. We could go out into space on the space shuttle and return to Earth with really no problems. So why didn't we go back to the moon? I mean, we have not been to the deepest part of the ocean, but we're still trying to get there. We are gone. We have sent probes to Mars now. We have probes on Neptune. We have probes all over space. Why haven't we gone back to the moon? That's just questions that boggles my mind, humanoids. Why have we not gone back to the moon? And again, they were filming on the moon, right? They were recording the landing. They recorded the takeoff and return to Earth. But didn't they leave the cameras and stuff there? Why didn't the camera continue to record? And if it did, how come it didn't sit? I have a lot of questions. Stuff just don't make sense to me. And a lot of times, if it don't make sense to me, I question it. And then I start looking for answers. And then, you know, that's just like, it's funny. I look at people and they just take it as face value. I rarely take stuff at face value. I rarely, put it like this. Not as often as other people. I'm just curious, humanoids. What is up with that? Why are we still searching here on Earth in oceans? And we've been doing that since we could, you know, dive into them suckers. Since we could dive into the oceans and dive under the water, we are still trying to find and still looking and searching. But we went to the moon a few times and that's it. I mean, that's it. Now we are sending probes all over the Milky Way, and we're just searching for what? What are we looking for? Are we trying to satisfy that natural curiosity? If that's the case, then how come we... I mean, there's so much stuff we're still curious about here on this planet. Let's focus here. Let's put all that energy and money into here, you know? I mean, imagine. There are thousands of satellites floating around the Earth. From different countries. Different companies just float around Earth. Some of them are not even operational anymore. They're just out there, space junk. Which reminds me, how come we never took us space shuttles, sent them up, and collected satellites that aren't working anymore? You know, clean up our space junk. We have got to be the only planet in the galaxy that got junk floating around. Just junk. Useless junk. Why? All because of our human curiosity. All because of our curiosity, our greed, and our smugness about being the most intelligent creatures on the planet. Yep. Well, yeah. Humanoids. I believe in some conspiracy theories, but I'm not a total nutcase, whack job, you know, one of them type people that's really out there, that's walking around with aluminum foil hats on and stuff like that. You know, now I'm like, that's not me, but there are some things that make you say, there's some things that make you, to make you think, to make you wonder about what's really going on, you know? What is really going on? Well, 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 humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.